I think he was trying to reassure himself, but I believed him anyway. And it must have been true, for my father's formation, first up the wall, did not seem to be checked when they met the enemy's shield wall. I could see nothing now, except the flash of blades rising and falling. And I could hear that sound. The real music of battle. The chop of iron on wood. Iron on iron. Yet the wedge was still moving. Like a boar's razor-sharp tusk, it had pierced the Danish shield wall and was moving forward. And though the Danes wrapped around the wedge, it seemed our men were winning, for they pressed forward across the earthen bank, and the soldiers behind must have sensed that Ealdorman Uhtred had brought them victory, for they suddenly cheered and surged to help the beleaguered wedge. "God be praised," Beorca said, "for the Danes were fleeing. One moment they had formed a thick shield wall bristling with weapons, and now they were vanishing into the city, and our army, with the relief of men whose lives have been spared, charged after them." "Slowly now," Beorca said, walking his horse forward and leading mine by the bridle. The Danes had gone. Instead, the earthen wall was black with our men, who were scrambling through the gap in the city's ramparts, then down the bank's farther side into the streets and alleyways beyond. The three flags, my father's wolf head, Ayla's war axe, and Osbert's cross, were inside Jofrik. I could hear men cheering, and I kicked my horse, forcing her out of Beorca's grasp. "Come back!" he shouted. But though he followed me, he did not try to drag me away. We had won. God had given us victory, and I wanted to be close enough to smell the slaughter. Neither of us could get into the city, because the gap in the palisade was choked with our men. But I kicked the horse again, and she forced her way into the press. Some men protested at what I was doing. Then they saw the gilt bronze circle on my helmet and knew I was nobly born, and so they tried to help me through, while Beorca, stranded at the back of the crowd, shouted that I should not get too far ahead of him. "Catch up," I called back to him. Then he shouted again, but this time his voice was frantic, terrified, and I turned to see Danes streaming across the field where our army had advanced. It was a horde of Danes who must have sallied from the city's northern gate to cut off our retreat. And they must have known we would retreat, because it seemed they could build walls after all, and had built them across the streets inside the city, then feigned flight from the ramparts to draw us into their killing ground, and now they sprang the trap. Some of the Danes who came from the city were mounted. Most were on foot, and Beorca panicked. I do not blame him. The Danes like killing Christian priests, and Beorca must have seen death, did not desire martyrdom, and so he turned his horse and kicked it hard, and it galloped away beside the river, and the Danes, not caring about the fate of one man where so many were trapped, let him go.